I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1831. That was the day that silk workers went on strike in Lyon, France. It was one of several strikes known as the Canut Revolts. Canut was a term used to describe Lyonese silk workers. During this time, the textile industry was the main source of jobs in Lyon. Half of the working population of Lyon made their living at silk weaving. Silk was decentralized during this pre-industrial era. 1,000-plus bankers and traders controlled and financed the manufacturing and sale of silk goods. These manufacturers contracted 8,000 chief weaving craftsmen known as the Canuts. The craftsmen were paid for a specific order or by the piece. Canuts owned their own looms. These craftsmen, in turn, employed 30,000 apprentices. These workers were paid by the day and usually lived with their craftsmen employers. Women were also employed, but at a lesser salary. In 1831, a downturn in the economy caused a drop in silk prices and a lowering of workers' wages. As a result, workers tried to get a minimum price imposed on silk. When their demands were refused, the workers seized a local arsenal. The insurgents took over Lyon after a bloody battle with the local military. There were 600 casualties and 100 deaths. The French government sent in a veteran of the Napoleonic Wars with an army of 20,000 to restore order. Faced with this force, the workers gave in without any more bloodshed. Some workers were arrested, but eventually acquitted. The minimum price for silk was abolished, and the revolt unsuccessful. Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.